Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Louis Wilson, Life Will Carry On, by Laurel Williams. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. A year after Louis Wilson had brachytherapy to treat prostate cancer, he underwent cryoablation to treat a newly diagnosed primary kidney cancer. Louis, who is 74, and his wife Pam live in Pietermaritzburg, KwaZulu-Natal. In February 2023, Louis was diagnosed with prostate cancer and treated with brachytherapy, where radioactive seeds are placed in the prostate gland. Louis says it did concern him when he heard the diagnosis, but adds that prostate cancer is quite common in his circle of friends, and all have had good results with brachytherapy and are in good health today. So this alleviated his worries. The brachytherapy treatment was a success. However, during his six-month follow-up ultrasound in August 2023, a 20-millimeter-sized tumor was found on his kidney. When I heard about the tumor on my kidney, my first concern was that the prostate cancer had spread, but the doctor reassured me that it wasn't related to the prostate cancer. It could either be a cyst or another primary cancerous tumor, Louis explains. The treatment approach was to observe the tumor with scans every 3 months. By the sixth month, the tumor had grown by 1 millimeter, so Louis was sent for a CT scan and biopsy. The results indicated that the tumor was a new primary kidney cancer, but it was deemed as low aggressive. With none of Louis's friends having had kidney cancer, he had more apprehension of facing this journey. Thankfully, his wife Pam has been a great support to him. "My wife doesn't panic, unlike me, and we have taken every step together," he says. Three treatment options were proposed. The first option was having the kidney removed completely, but in discussion with the doctor, it was decided that this wasn't a favorable approach. The second option was surgical removal of the tumor with robotic surgery, but this would require having this procedure done in Johannesburg, and due to the tumor position, it could also result in removal of the whole kidney. The third option was a new technology, cryoablation, which is a procedure that freezes and destroys any abnormal tissue. My doctor explained that even though cryoablation was new, it had promising results, low risks, and I was a good candidate for it. So after the discussion with him and my wife, I opted for cryoablation as it was less invasive and I would only have to travel to Durban to have the procedure at the Life Entebbeni Hospital. Plus, it was covered in full by my medical aid, Louis explains. Obviously, I was nervous, like anyone would be before a procedure. Though, when I was asked to sign a form declaring I couldn't hold anyone responsible if anything went wrong, I questioned if I was a guinea pig, but I phoned my urologist who explained it was just a formality. The cryoablation team reassured me that everything would go fine, stating they have around a 99% success rate. The day visit procedure took place in February 2024, and Louis recalls it as a non-event. The biggest preparation was my own mental prep. We went to the hospital, I was booked in and prepared for the procedure. It felt like we were all getting together for a braai or something. Everyone was so happy, which instilled a lot of confidence in me. The anaesthetist came and explained what he would be doing. I was put under general anaesthesia. The cryoablation took 2 hours. Once I woke up, I was discharged. Louis adds, "I had no pain going in and no pain coming out." After the procedure, I was advised not to pick up anything for 2 weeks, which I adhered to. But overall, I was feeling good. Louis is set to go for a follow-up appointment in 6 months' time to check his kidney. Though he has had checkups for his prostate, and both times were all clear, with a bit of scar tissue that the doctor wasn't concerned about. In September, Louis will have a CT scan to check his prostate and kidney. Since both procedures, Louis feels in good health and has carried on with his semi-retired life, running his own business. He is grateful that both the cancers were caught early and weren't aggressive. "Life carries on, and I will heed the advice from my doctors. That is all I can do." Both Pam and I are looking forward to celebrating our 49th wedding anniversary this year. This episode was brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support.